This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80. The Ghanaian diplomat served as the 7th UN Secretary General from January 1997 to December 2006. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrook called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing the second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders have worked to contain the disease and its spread. The scientists testing experimental vaccines in the field. Alongside their efforts, researchers at the DRC collecting data that will help improve and their services to prevent future outbreaks as well as infectious diseases. U.S. case against 5 Guantanamo detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks. A military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements that detainees made to the FBI interrogators after they were removed from a secret prison. Defense attorneys had argued detainees' statements could have been tainted. This is VOA News. It was a national